The biggest news to come out of the yearly event for the county's business and political leaders was slipped in near the end, as Efren Carrillo, who will chair the Board of Supervisors this year, was concluding his presentation.
I'm filled with excitement about where we are headed in 2016. It will be my great honor to steer the board as chair during my eighth and final year serving as a 5th District Supervisor.
Without saying so more directly, that was understood to be Carrillo's way of declining to seek re-election to a third term later this year. That quiet announcement came in contrast to the large and noisy throng of at least 200 county workers and union members who gathered outside the DoubleTree Conference Center to greet the attendees. They were there to press their case for a more favorable contract in currently stalled negotiations with the county and staged a short counterpoint press conference ahead of the State of the County program inside. Oscar Medina, president of the North Bay Organizing Project, said they wanted to offer a contrast to the upbeat economic news that would be heard later.
The other side of the story is that there's nearly 60% of people that are paying over 30% of their money towards rent, which often leaves people without money for food, for clothing.
Billy Harville, an emergency response worker with the county's Child Protective Services and president of SEIU Local 1021, offered a stark contrast between Sonoma County and its much smaller neighbor to the east.
I came to Sonoma County in 2007 from Napa County. I did the exact same job in Napa County that I'm doing here. When I transferred here, I was at the top of the pay scale in Napa County, and I transferred in at the top of the pay scale. But I had to take a $5 an hour pay cut to work in this county. My health care cost in Napa County was approximately $400 a month. In this county, for my family of four, I pay $1,200 a month for health care.
But the dissent did not remain outside, as a group of protesters burst into the large banquet hall during the introductory remarks of Ben Stone, executive director of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, which hosts the event.
The city's can-do attitude was recognized when one business, Madam, refrain from it. Please leave. Please leave the room.
But they marched through the room instead.
This meeting's being disrupted. We'll have to stop it for a while.
After about 10 minutes, the protesters withdrew and the program continued, with UCLA economist Dr. Jerry Nicholsberg offering his economic forecast for the year. As predicted, it was largely positive, highlighted by the demand for new housing and an unemployment rate dipping below 5%.
That gives us our forecast of GDP that's not stellar, but it's pretty good. It's at a 3% rate. It gives us full employment. Growth slows down, but we're happy about growth slowing down because it means that we don't have this big pool of workers that we still have to bring back into the workforce. So a 2 to 2.5% economy, pretty good. If we get advancements in productivity, it'll grow faster.
By the time the program was over, the protesters were gone, and so was the severe gridlock that had confounded the arriving guests 2 hours earlier. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.